from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first day headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says regional development is constitutional mandate. Indonesia and Malaysia discuss again the settlement of border issues. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the development of infrastructure projects implemented in a number of isolated regions and villages constitutes the mandate of the Constitution. President said in his speech, during the commemoration of birthday party of the National Awakening Party at Grand Sahid Jaya Hotel in Jakarta on Sunday night, July 22nd. According to President Joko Widodo, the government is still developing remote areas to drive the economy in the regions. In addition, the head of state reminded the energy of the Indonesian nation should not be exhausted just to deal with differences in political choices. Other countries have focused on the era of the fourth industrial revolution by developing transportation technology to telecommunication media, President Joko Widodo explained. Currently, the president added, global competition in the economy is happening. The government is building a number of infrastructure in some areas, including Trans-Papua Road, Trans-Sumatra Toll Road, Trans-Java Toll Road, as well as seaport and airport. In addition, the government also provides village funds to the village governments to build facilities and infrastructure in rural areas, such as irrigation, village roads, and toilet facilities. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Malaysian Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah at Gedung Pancasila, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta on Monday, July 23. It was the first bilateral meeting of Saifuddin Abdullah after he officially inaugurated as Minister of Foreign Affairs on July 2, 2018. Issues related to the settlement of border areas between Indonesia and Malaysia became one of the issues discussed in the bilateral meeting. Through a press statement with Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to prioritize the settlement of border issues through the negotiation technical team, which has been previously established.
Dengan berbagi batas darat dan laut, maka isu penyelesaian
by sharing land and sea boundaries, the issue of state boundary resolution has always been a priority. Therefore, negotiations must be intensified so that the issue can be solved. Indonesian President also delivered a message this morning about the importance of solving the border issues. We agreed to provide full mandate to the technical team to intensify the negotiations.
Before holding a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah firstly met with President Joko Widodo at Bogor Palace in Bogor, West Java. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed several priority issues between the two countries that must be resolved, including the border issues. Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah's visit to Indonesia lasted from July 20 to 23, 2018. Besides holding bilateral meetings with Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and President Joko Widodo, Malaysian Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah also held a meeting with former President of Indonesia B.J. Habibie and Chairman of the House of Representatives. In addition, Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah is scheduled to attend a scientific discussion held by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo explained that he has not given land to big companies but to local farmers. The president noted in his statement on Instagram and Twitter social media over the weekend that inequality in terms of land tenure in Indonesia cannot be denied. According to President Joko Widodo, he has never given a span of land for giant companies. He explained that during his tenure, the government had given land access to the community. The president stated that over the past 3.5 years, access to land use has been more beneficial to the local community and local farmers who can manage them productively through the social forestry program, which is still ongoing. According to the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the government has targeted an allocation of 12.7 million hectares of forest area. The total achievement of the granting of access to forest management through the Social Forestry Scheme up to March 2018 has reached more than 1.5 million hectares. There are three categories of forest rights that can be proposed, namely the rights to the community forest, village forest, and the people's plantation forest. Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yembise has called on children who attended the main event of the 2018 National Children's Day commemoration on Monday to utilize their time optimally and wisely. The minister remarked in her speech at the peak event to celebrate National Children's Day at Purwodadi Botanical Garden, Pasuruan, East Java on Monday. Minister Yembise expressed hope that children would spend their childhood by learning, playing, and participating in recreational activities and not rush to get married. According to the minister, learning, playing, and participating in recreational activities are part of the rights of children that should be fulfilled, for the state guarantees their rights through Law No. 23 of 2002 on child protection that has been amended twice through Law No. 35 of 2012 and Law No. 17 of 2016. The 2018 National Children's Day is themed Children of Indonesia, Genius Children. Genius stands for Gesit or Agile, Empathy, Berani or Brave, Unggul or Superior, and Sehat or Healthy, traits that the children must have to be able to tackle the problems faced by the Indonesian nation in the future. In the 2018 National Child Forum, Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yembise called on the audience to break the chain of violence against children. According to Minister Yohana, no children were beaten or as the victim of violence in the developed countries. Yohana, during her closing speech of 2018 Forum Anak Nasional in Surabaya on Sunday, said that she demanded people to make a promise that should people all have a family, don't ever commit violence to kids. Yohana said no violence against children occurred in the developed countries because of the public had high awareness toward the matter and that the perpetrator would get severe punishments. Indonesia already has law on child protection, so no more violence against children. Minister Yohana also demanded the forum participants become pioneers and reporters in respecting rights and protection of children, whom she deemed the hero of the nation's leadership. Approximately 516 children throughout 34 Indonesian provinces attended 2018 National Child Forum on Sunday. The big event of National Children Day is held in Purwodadi Botanical Garden, Pasuruan, East Java, on Monday, July 23. Some 32 foreign diplomats participating in the 2018 diplomatic tour to Raja Ampat District in West Papua Province enjoyed their visit, according to Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yembise. The foreign envoys were captivated by the view of Raja Ampat from the Painemo top, the minister stated in Sorong Monday, 23 of July. They also lauded the environment preservation effort made owing to the local, traditional and cultural wisdom, she pointed out. Minister Yembise expressed hope that the foreign ambassadors and diplomats would spread the word around on Raja Ampat's scenic beauty in their countries. The minister is optimistic that the diplomatic tour would help to increase the number of foreign tourists to Raja Ampat, the Indonesian archipelago of Raja Ampat, fondly monikered the Living Eden or Paradise on Earth, was earlier a lesser-known tourist spot, familiar only to intrepid travelers and avid divers. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu. Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik. Show the world you're as bright as the sun.
We deserve to be the one. And fight your fears, come on.
Don't wait.
actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesian Children, the Genius Children. Today, July 23rd, is the special day for Indonesian children, because the day is commemorated as the National Children's Day. The commemoration of the National Children's Day is based on President Decree No. 44, 1984. Since Indonesian people annually commemorate the National Children's Day in many kinds of events, the theme of the National Children's Day 2018 is Indonesian Children, the Genius Children. The genius in the theme is the abbreviation of gesik, which means nimble, empathic, which means empathic, berani, which means brave, and unggul, which means excellent, and sehat, which means healthy. Certainly, we hope the Indonesian children are actually the smart ones, or those who are amazingly capable and talented in thinking and creating. The nimble, empathetic, brave, excellent, and healthy children certainly become the hope of all Indonesian family. Nowadays, there are some things that parents and educators are afraid of in Indonesia. With the technology advancement, many Indonesian children pay more attention to their gadgets. Possessing the gadget certainly has good side as long it is used to the good things. But there are some of the children who are too busy with their gadgets, and this makes them interact less with surroundings, even with their family. The efforts of creating the nimble, empathetic, brave, excellent, and healthy children must be done by all stakeholders. Moreover, at this time, 84 million children will be the agents of Indonesian development in the future. They are the assets for Indonesian advancement. Another entity of what some parties are afraid of is early age. The National Population Family Planning Board specially invites the children to pledge stop the early marriage. We hope that the awareness will make both Indonesian people and the government be committed to protecting the children's rights in a bid to prepare good family planning. Preparation, strong physics and mentality for Indonesian children must be done continuously, because they will be part of the Indonesian demographic bonus in 2030. The productive employees in great quantities at the time become a golden opportunity for Indonesia to push the economic wheels. Indonesian success in achieving the goal of sustainable development is also determined by the quality of the children. Thus, to assure the children to be able to grow freely out of fullness, to be healthy, educated, happy and safe, is the basic of creating the mature humans who can contribute to economy and society with high social cohesion. To achieve the goal of the sustainable development, Indonesian children must become the most important investment. The investment will make them to be the agents of change for the sustainable development. May Indonesian children will actually become the genius children who are nimble, empathic, brave, excellent, and healthy. Happy National Children's Day 2018. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be together in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start from an event on July 23, 2001 when Megawati Soekarnoputri became president replacing Abdurrahman Wahid. Dia Permata Megawati Setiawati Soekarnoputri, or well known Megawati Soekarnoputri, who was born in Yogyakarta January 23, 1947, was the fifth Indonesian president. She had been officiated since July 23, 2001 until October 20, 2004. As the daughter of the first Indonesian president Soekarno, she also became the first Indonesian female president after People's Consular Assembly (PR) to hold plenary session in 2001. The plenary session was conducted to respond President Abdurrahman Wahid's step, who approached People's Consular Assembly or the House Representative and the party of the functional group Golkar. After her leadership ended, Megawati was back as the presidential candidate, but her state was stopped. She was defeated by Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in the second round of general election, which was directly conducted on 20 September 2004. The next event was in 1952, military coup that led under Gamal Abdel Nasser to force King Farouk from Egypt to descend the throne. King Farouk is an absolute king who inherited the throne from his father, King Fuad I, in 1936. After being inaugurated, the king who was 16 years old and gave speech on radio became the first king of Egypt who directly talked to his people. King Farouk, who was still a teenager, dissolved in a luxury life. Although having thousands of hectares of land and hundreds of cars, Farouk was never satisfied with his wealth. King Farouk often went to Europe for shopping. The king was often criticized because of his luxury life. Because of the impeachment, abusing his power, and the defeating of Egypt when Arab-Israel War 1948, King Farouk was overthrown on July 23, 1952, headed by Muhammad Naguib and Gamal Abdel Nasser, who forced Farouk to descend the throne and eliminated Tumnaco. After Farouk was eliminated, his son, who was still a baby, was declared as King Fuad II. And the last event was in 2004 when Munawir Shashali passed away. Indonesia lost a great figure, diplomat and reformer of Islam, former religious minister for 1983, 1988, and 1988 until 1993 period, and the first for the 1996-1998 period. Professor Munawir Shashali passed away on July 23, 2004 due to illness. The great man, who was born in Karanganom village, Klaten, 7 November 1925, loved reading. After the independence war, Munawir wrote a lot at the library until 1950. He wrote a book entitled Mungkinkah Negara Indonesia Bersandi Islam, or in English means, Is it possible for the state of Indonesia to be Muslim? The book got public attention until Indonesian Vice President at the time, Muhammad Atta, invited to work at Foreign Affairs Ministry at Arab Middle East section in 1950. Thus, his career developed as the ministry until becoming Indonesian ambassador to United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Qatar in 1976 until 1980. Munawir Shashali became member of Supreme Advisory Council in 1993 until 1998. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our daily program, My Indonesia. In today's edition, we will bring a topic about reducing oil import with the acceleration of biodiesel used. President Joko Widodo demanded Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources to accelerate the use of biodiesel. It said that the acceleration of industrial and renewable energy use should be carried out due to rare extremely low implementation in Indonesia. During a limited working meeting about the acceleration of industrial use at President's office in Jakarta on Friday, President Joko Widodo explained that Indonesia should not depend on fossil energy because fossil energy has its restricted amount. President Joko Widodo viewed that the implementation of acceleration of biodiesel use has not completely met the expectation in reality. Therefore, he reports that the use of biodiesel could be maximized. The president set a target for government to save less than $20 million every day by switching to the use of biodiesel. He wants strong commitment from the working cabinet to accelerate the use of biodiesel. President Joko Widodo also reminded about the importance of paying attention to the safety and obstacle in using biodiesel as an alternative fuel. It is aimed to elevate and expand the use of biodiesel. In addition, President Joko Widodo asks all citizens from various elements to strengthen the commitment of altering to the use of alternative, new and renewable energy in order to generate more advantages for the country. By using alternative energy, Indonesia could reduce oil imports as well as develop Indonesian trade balance. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said that the use of diesel fuels containing 20% crude palm oil or B20 is claimed to save the country's exchange up to $21 million per day or equivalent 302.4 billion rupiah. By using B20, the government could depress the import of diesel fuels as well as increase the consumption of domestic crude palm oil. Minister Darmin also explained that Indonesia could save its foreign exchange reserves amounting to $5.5 million or 79.2 trillion rupiah as the impact of using B20 for fuel. This profit is estimated in a yearly calculation. With the condition the use of B20 has been implemented completely by public service obligation or non-PSO sector. Minister Darmin Nasution added that the use of mixed crude oil has actually been regulated in the President Regulation No. 24/2016. Meanwhile, the 20% crude palm oil as the mix of diesel fuels is based on the regulation of the Minister of Energy and Renewable Resources No. 12/2015. Nevertheless, the regulation only concerns on the use of the B20 in PSO. At present, the government is currently revising the regulation regarding with the use of B20 to be also implemented for the non-PSO. According to Minister Darmin Nasution, the government gives a transitional period for industrial actors to apply B20 as their fuel. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to News in Brief. President Joko Widodo said the development of infrastructure projects implemented in a number of isolated regions and villages constitutes the mandate of the Constitution. President said in his speech during the commemoration of birthday party of the National Awakening Party at Grand Sahijaya Hotel in Jakarta on Sunday night. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Malaysian Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah at Gedung Pancasila, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta, on Monday. Issues related to the settlement of border areas between Indonesia and Malaysia became one of the issues discussed in the bilateral meeting. Indonesian President Joko Widodo explained that he has not given land to big companies but to local farmers. The president noted in his statement on Instagram and Twitter social media over the weekend that inequality in terms of land tenure in Indonesia cannot be denied. In the 2018 National Child Forum, Indonesian Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yembise called on the audience to break the chain of violence against children. Women Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Susana Yembise has called on children who attended the main event of the 2018 National Children's Day commemoration on Monday to utilize their time optimally and wisely. some 32 foreign diplomats participating in the 2018 diplomatic tour to Raja Ampat District in West Papua Province enjoyed their visit, according to Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yembisi. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency plans to set up automatic weather stations to provide weather information during the 18th Asian Games. That was news in brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave, and why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to La Bengki Island in Southeast Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, Southeast Sulawesi province has more beautiful islands compared with other provinces. The province has marine tourism objects which is well known, such as Wakatobi National Park. In addition to Wakatobi, there is also La Bengki Island, which is located at La Bengki Village, Lasso District, North Konawe Regency. The beauty of its cluster island can be parallel with Raja Ampat or Wakatobi. The location of La Bengki is quite unknown and it's the residence of Bajo tribe. Listeners, La Bengki Island presents not only the beauty of its surface but also the beauty of other sea, which is interesting to be enjoyed. Various kinds of marine biota live here and its nature is still protected. The island also becomes habitat for kima, one of the species of protected giant seals. The rare and protected animals live on the sidelines of the coral reef until 20 meters depth. The species of Hima on the island is the second biggest in the world. Labinki Island also becomes research, conservation, and breeding of Hima. Listeners, at Labinki Island, you can swim, snorkel, dive, or catch fish. The island has special spot called Cinta Bay, which becomes favorite spot for tourists to visit. The bay has formed like heart. The heart form can be seen by two ways, namely trekking to the peak of the hill or flying drone. If you choose to the peak of the hill, the tourists should pass steep hill. Thus, they must be careful. Listeners, Labinki Island can be accessed from Kendari, the capital city of Southeast Sulawesi Province, by land transportation around 1 hour to Toli Toli, Konawe Regency. From Toli Toli, the trip is continued by ship around 3 hours to Labinki. Currently, there are many tourism packages which facilitate to Labinki with varied tariffs. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Labinki Island in Southeast Sulawesi. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Sibuk Bekerja, or in English, Busy to Work. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about sibuk bekerja, or in English, busy to work. The conversation at Joko's house. Tony and Enda are talking about job.
Mas Joko belum pulang ya?
Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya.
Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manajer.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, sibuk bekerja, or in English, busy to work. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Mas Joko belum pulang ya? Mas Joko belum pulang ya? In English, Mas Joko has not come home yet, right? Dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. Dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. In English, he said that he has a meeting at the office. Kantor. Kantor. In English, office. Manager. Manager. In English, manager. Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manager. Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manager. In English, he is always busy since he is a manager.
If you want to ensure something, you have to add the word ya at the end of sentence. For example, in a dialogue, Endak said, Mas Joko belum pulang ya? Mas Joko belum pulang ya? In English, Mas Joko has not come home yet, right? Endak knows or she just guesses that Joko has not come home yet. She asks Tony only to ensure. Other example, Kamu orang Amerika ya? Kamu orang Amerika ya? In English, you are an American, right? Kamu akan ke Indonesia minggu depan ya? Kamu akan ke Indonesia minggu depan ya? In English, you want to go to Indonesia next week, right? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? In English, you work at foreign company, right? Now, please pay attention to the next conversation between Enda and Tony. Enda, Mas Joko belum pulang ya? Mas Joko belum pulang ya? In English, Mas Joko has not come home yet, right? Tono, ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. In English, yes, he said that he has a meeting at the office. In an indirect sentence of Indonesian language, expression is usually used. Dia mengatakan bahwa. Dia mengatakan bahwa. In English, he said that. For formal conversation, both written and oral. Or, dia bilang. Is only used for informal conversation. For example, Tony bilang dia bekerja sebagai teller di bank. Tony bilang dia bekerja sebagai teller di bank. In English, Tony said that he works as teller in bank. Dinda bilang dia ingin jadi dosen. In English, Dinda said that she wants to be a lecturer. Atasan saya mengatakan saya harus kuliah lagi. In English, my boss said that I have to continue my study. Dokter mengatakan bahwa saya harus istirahat. In English, the doctor said that I have to take a rest. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Mas Joko belum pulang ya?
Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya.
Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manajer.
Listener, now we will give you an exercise. The exercise is to describe your family. For examples, anggota keluarga saya berjumlah 4 orang. Saya anak pertama dari 2 bersaudara. Saya mempunyai 1 adik laki-laki. Dia 2 tahun lebih muda daripada saya. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Kroncong Song by some Indonesian talented singers, Gesang and Teti Supangat. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bengawan Solo by Gesang featuring Sundari Sukoco.
Oh. dari Solo, terburung gunung seribu. Air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke laut.
Listener, the song Bengawan Solo is very famous not only in Indonesia but also in other countries such as Japan. Bengawan Solo has been translated into several foreign languages including English, Russian, Chinese and Japanese. The song was also used in one of the big screen movies in Japan. The song Bengawan Solo was composed by Gesang in 1940 when he was 23 years old. At the time, the young Gesang sat on the edge of Bengawan Solo. He admired for the river that inspired him to compose the song Bengawan Solo. Gesang needed about 6 months to complete it, which then took him to the title as Maestro Keroncong Indonesia. Listener, coming up next, we'll dedicate to you a female singer, Teti Supangat, with her song entitled Lamunan Kalbu. Enjoy the song.
Angin sejuk nan menghembus jiwa, hanya air pantai mercik pasir puspa, hening suram mengerita, pedih pilu nan menyayat kau menjelang jiwaku dalam. Alun pantai mendesir memecah landai, hatiku merindukan di kau, aku duduk bersendiri. Angin berbisik sepanjang duduk bersendiri. Merenung menghadap laut biru, terkenang masa yang lampau. Dikala aku duduk berdua, sunyi sepi.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.